Hi, I'm Patrick Finley. He's Jason Leisure. Jason, the Bears are going to be on television a lot more this year than they've ever been. We'll talk about that and more coming up on Hallis Intrigue. Jason, we learned Thursday that the Bears are going to be on Hard Knocks. It's the documentary series that runs on HBO and is streamed on, Max, I guess they call it now. There will be camera crews at Hallis Hall all throughout training camp. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, this is a good thing for everybody. This is a win all the way around. And the Bear, obviously, as the viewers, you're going to want to see some of this stuff. You're going to want to see behind the scenes. And it's a good team for HBO and for the league to pick because the Bears feel like they're a team on the way up. They have a very, very interesting quarterback now, a quarterback that is not just an interesting person, but obviously expected to be a great quarterback pretty much right away. And for the Bears, I think this is something that they've needed. They've tried so hard to avoid this, as you know. It's been on, this is the 23rd or 4th year of Hard Knocks, being either training camp or in-season, or they have an off-season one with the Giants this year. And the Bears have always tried to stay away from it as though the secrets of this building could never be revealed and should be protected at all costs. And it's gotten them pretty much nowhere.
Right.
And this is one of the things for the Bears is this whole secrecy thing. And this is kind of a Ryan Pace era, I guess, priority.
Yeah, like, although it didn't stop when he left. I mean,
it's opened up a little more, I think, since then. But the teams that have been more open with the media across other professional sports, there have been good ones that have done that. It hasn't hurt them. The Steelers are more open to the media than the Bears have been. The Rams are more open to the media than the Bears have been, and it's worked. The Bears, this is a good time to be on TV for the Bears. This is a lot better, Pat, than if they had said, yeah, let's do Hard Knocks Justin Fields rookie season with, you know, everything on the brink for that administration and that coaching staff.
I get what you're saying. I think it's a good time for the Bears to be on, with the exception of the fact that they have a rookie quarterback who's trying to learn his way in the NFL and might not need an extra distraction. Writ large, the Bears have never been hotter, at least in the 11 years that I've covered them. They've also not done anything yet either. I understand why they're attractive. I will say that when you said that this is good for everybody, the one person who would probably disagree with you is the chairman of the Bears, who for years has said he didn't want this. And you get the impression that this is being shoved down their throats this year. That doesn't mean it can't turn out to be a good thing, but this is the Bears weren't jumping up and down wanting this.
Yeah, but it's good for George McCaskey, too. Like, you can't just always talk about wanting to do something new and different and never do anything new and different. I think that he and the Bears needed to be pushed outside their comfort zone. I also think there is a way out of this if you don't want to do it, which is make the playoffs.
Or what's the other thing, Jason?
If you made the playoffs the year before, or if you have just hired a new head coach
in the previous 2 years.
It was just that first year. Then you are exempt. All of that being said, have you watched much Hard Knocks?
Yeah, sure.
It's not really that much of an expose on anything. It's a lot of human interest. Let's go sit with, let's just say in this case, Tremaine Edmonds at his house with his family, and let's watch a road game on TV with such and such player's wife. Let's follow Tyreek Hill around with his mom and his wife and you know, hang out with them at their house. Like, it's not a lot that's shocking.
This is an important thing that I'm sure we will repeat, but I think it's worth saying often. The Bears have final cut of whatever gets shown. NFL Films is part of the NFL, of which the Bears are the founding franchise. This Hard Knocks series is not going to pick at scabs at all. It is going to be, like you said, I mean, it's going to be state-run television, which is really interesting. There's still some value in the behind-the-scenes access that you get in learning about staff members, assistant coaches, players, etc.
Learn about their personality, mostly.
Yes, but, you know, you're not going to learn any state secrets about what's going on the field, and the Bears can, you know, squash any bad stuff you want to say off the field too.
They aren't going to sit here, for example, and dive into with Ryan Poles the decision to keep or fire Matt Eberflus from a few months ago. They are not going to dive into the HR files of coaches that have been forced out in the past year, or other employees that have been, like, they're not going to, it's not going to be like that. You're going to see what the Bears want you to see as far as how a meeting and a practice are run.
Sure.
And you're going to see human interest stories that are going to range from, you know, probably some of the better players on the team. Let's follow, you know, DJ Moore taking his daughter to Six Flags or something like that. And then, you know, there'll be the training camp hero type guys, and there'll be a lot of Caleb Williams. But see, that's the thing when you talk about Caleb Williams and this potentially being an issue, I don't think it will be. He doesn't have to probably open up his home and his family to them and everything if he doesn't want to. And, you know, once you get over the idea that there's cameras and camera people around the building, which, again, hey, for any rookie quarterback, I mean, if you think of any rookie quarterback, any in the last however many decades, this guy would be the most used to that level of attention.
I say it all the time. He's already had his own bobblehead night at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
And Mitch Trubisky couldn't say that. And what we're talking about here when we talk about a camera crew is HBO is going to have a trailer at Halas Hall that will feed film back to their home base. They're going to have a couple dozen people working. They will have cameramen and boom mic operators at practice. Inside meetings, or at least a couple years ago when Travis Smith, their defensive line coach, worked for the Raiders and they had Hard Knocks, the meeting cameras are remote control. So there's no other person in the room. It's just a camera in a corner. So NFL Films has, you know, a generation's worth of experience in staying out of the way. And I'm going to guess they do a pretty good job of that. But it's still very different than what you would expect, you know, in a closed locker room setting, which is essentially what it is to us in the preseason.
It is interesting timing for the Bears because they are, while you look at them and say things look like they're getting better from a football standpoint, they go from 3 wins to 7 to now a lot of good players and a quarterback that everybody wanted being here. They are really going to be in the spotlight a lot. They would have been in the spotlight a lot before this. And with Caleb Williams' arrival really is the biggest thing, not just that you're in the biggest market or one of the biggest markets and that you're a team on the rise. It's with Caleb Williams. And you saw, Pat, months ago they hired, and I was really surprised that Matt Eberflus shouted this out by name in the press conference on Friday, but they hired Ted Cruz, who was the head.
Not that Ted Cruz. Okay.
But they hired Ted Cruz. How do I pronounce it in a way that you can tell that it's spelled C-R-E-W-S? They hired Ted Cruz, who was the head of PR for the Chiefs.
Right.
And I saw that as they recognize, Ryan Poles, Kevin Warren, recognize what is about to, what they're about to encounter attention-wise. And they hired a guy. They paid, I assume, big money to lure away a guy who was used to dealing with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and having Travis Kelce's girlfriend in the building every game and all of the national TV games and all of the national media attention and requests and dealing with Saturday Night Live getting in the fray. Like, all of that stuff. Bringing in someone who was experienced in that, someone who's capable of that.
Right.
Not just somebody that Ryan Poles likes from his time in Kansas City.
Well, that's the thing. But it's important details that
it's
Ryan
a guy
Poles
he trusts.
Yeah.
But it's also a guy that's qualified.
Right.
And now you see that's even more important when you're going to want someone to have that, if you're the Bears, and not if you're us or the public, but if you're the Bears, you're going to want someone that's got their hand on what HBO is putting out there about the Bears.
Do you think the stadium has anything to do with the Bears at least going along with this? I mean, the Bears didn't have a choice.
They didn't have a choice.
If we're laying out the benefits of the Bears being on Hard Knocks, do you think that it may help them in their push for a stadium?
It could help public opinion. Them doing well, them being interesting, them being a national team. I mean, that's part of why I think that the stadium designs were unveiled ahead of the draft is because they were wanting it to be shown on TV, on national TV, on a night that was going to be good for them.
Right.
No matter what, it was going to be a good night when they're drafting Caleb Williams and whatever happens with the other pick.
Right.
But that's not going to be featured a lot on the show if it's not going well. And right. as of right now, it's not going well.
Mm-hmm. They figured the night before the draft, or the day before the draft, that Chicago might never be as excited about the Bears as they were in the lead up to the draft. And maybe training camp will surpass that. You never know. Somebody can pull a hamstring and the tone of training camp goes sour real fast. But it will be interesting to watch. To get back to quasi-football related content here, the Bears OTAs, for all intents and purposes, ended on Friday. They will have a mandatory mini camp over 3 days next week, and then they will come back for one lightly attended, only by rookies, OTA before breaking for the summer. Caleb Williams was better today than he was when we were out here last week. I don't think he deserves a parade for that, but it's a good reminder that there will be ups and downs on the backfields of practice with this guy.
Well, we talk a lot about in July and August, we'll talk to you guys a lot about how certain things are still difficult to assess because it's not full speed, full contact. And right. the quarterback has, especially with a quarterback, so you're trying to judge, you know, what he's doing in a cluttered pocket. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say because nobody can actually touch him. This is even harder to decipher because there's just no contact at all. And Matt Eberflus talked about it today. He said every defensive line coach he's ever had has been excited this time of year about their pass rush, but he always tells them, like, hey, calm down. Like, they can't block you.
Right.
And so it's really hard to gauge a lot of that with Caleb Williams, and they are still doing even some 7-on-7 stuff, taking that completely out of the equation. But I will say it was still fun to watch today, mm-hmm. Pat, because you saw him make tough thread the needle throws. You saw him make these off platform, off angle mm-hmm. throws. and it's cool because it's kind of what you have imagined. And now you're seeing a little bit of it on the field.
We would see when Justin was going good, we would see him just ruin drills by taking off and running.
Which is kind of pointless.
Which was frustrating to those of us who were watching practice. But you sit there and you go, like, oh, boy, I see it. You know, I see the special thing he does. And when Caleb makes those kind of, especially like the sidearm throws, you sit there and go, like, all right, yeah, that'll play. Like, it's fun to see that in person.
He seemed very accurate to me today in the practice. Seemed very accurate throwing off balance.
Yeah.
Kind of throwing off his back foot. Obviously, that's never the way you would coach it.
Right.
But he seemed very accurate with his throws.
It'll be fun to watch his development here. You know, we talked to DeAndre Swift, who, you know, talked about him being a natural leader, really. And Tremaine Edmonds, you know, as much as it hurts defensive guys to say nice things about offensive players, Tremaine Edmonds, you could tell, you know, he was excited that Caleb is developing.
You went through the schedule a minute or two ago of the offseason practices, and it is a little different because the Bears are trying to give at least percent of their team the extra week, since they're going to come back to training camp a week early. The teams that play in the Hall of Fame game get to start their training camp a week early. But in the schedule that you laid out, so if we're looking just through the lens of Caleb Williams mm-hmm. and where he's at, his progress, he's here for rookie minicamp. That means almost nothing.
Right.
A lot of tryout guys and undrafted guys, and right. no one clearly that outranks him at that point in any sense. OTAs, it starts to get a little more of, you know, you saw him out there throwing against some first-level starters on defense. Next week you expect to have everyone. Matt Eberflus actually said Friday he thinks he'll have perfect attendance. Obviously some guys are dealing with injuries. But what are you looking at, Patrick, saying this is where Caleb Williams needs to be as when they start those 3 days of everyone's here for mandatory minicamp?
I asked Eberflus that. He essentially said, know the plays, number one, which is something. I mean, the entire team is learning Shane Waldron's system. You know, get your cadence right, get your footwork right. Matt talked about, you know, just teaching Caleb, you know, how your footwork needs to be married to the play, and about how, you know, that's probably a little different than when, you know, I'm editorializing here, but running Cliff Kingsbury's plays at, you know, USC and Lincoln Riley's plays at USC, that's not a pro-style offense. This is, and footwork's going to be extra important there. So just be on top of things, I think, is kind of my general answer going into, you know, next week. You know, in order for them to run three pretty crisp practices, the quarterback's going to have to know where the ball's going, and going to have to know, you know, how to, you know, the cadences, and have his teammates know his cadences. This is kind of basic stuff, but that's where we are here. I mean, this is the time to do basic stuff.
He needs poise and command. He needs a full grasp of the offense, right, like you're saying.
I thought you said poison there.
Poise and command. I would not say that Caleb Williams needs to be ready to run the show yet.
No.
That he needs to be ready for that in late July, mm-hmm, when training camp actually starts. Yep. He needs to be vocal and directive and running the show offensively and stepping into that role of this being his team, which again is an interesting situation for him because he walks into a very good scenario as far as what most number one picks or highly drafted quarterbacks encounter. But on the flip side of that, he is not walking in. He's not like Trevor Lawrence, where he's walking into a team that is starting from scratch, yeah, and has all these young players. Like, he's walking into a team with a lot of experienced guys, DJ Moore and Keenan, sure, Allen right there as his receivers. And he needs to be the captain of the ship offensively by the time we get there.
I don't think he lacks the confidence to do so. I think that in watching him and in talking to people, maybe one of his great strengths is a natural leadership and a confidence in himself that I think rubs off on other people. I think that's the hope, at least. And, you know, at some point he's going to yell at Keenan Allen, a 13-year veteran?
I don't think he's yelling at Keenan Allen.
But, I mean, at some point he's going to sit there and say, where were you? And those are conversations that have to be had, even if you're a rookie.
I don't think I'd yell at Keenan Allen.
No, probably not.
Just too much respect. He's too good. He'd probably be a Hall of Famer, don't you think?
I think he's right up on that Hall of Very Good / Hall of Fame right now. Who's the player on the Bears that you would least want to scream at?
Montez Sweat looks like a Marvel superhero. Yep. When you see him without his shirt on, I don't want to mess with Montez Sweat.
I wouldn't want to mess with Cairo Santos, just because if I screamed at him, he'd look at me and be like, bro, what are we doing here?
He would just look at you sad.
Yeah. Also, Cairo Santos double doinked a field goal today in practice. Just felt obligated to say that.
I think he did it on purpose.
That'll do it, Jason. We will be back next week for mandatory minicamp. It's mandatory for them and for us. Until then, you can follow Jason, Mark Potash, and myself at the Chicago Sun-Times, on social media, at the website, in print, and wherever you devour your sports. He's Jason, I'm Pat. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again real soon.